I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm glad I get to stand up when we get to sing that song. I might not accomplish a lot of things in this world, but, you know, I'm so glad when I get home to heaven, I'm going to have everything that I've ever wanted. I wouldn't trade it for the biggest mansion in this world. I wouldn't trade it for all the money in the world. What a blessing it is to have that peace in my heart, knowing I know where I'm going. And if you didn't get to stand up on that song tonight, what a great hour it would be to be able to come down and get to say, I got saved on a Sunday. What a better place it would be, and I'm so thankful for that. I appreciate another opportunity to be here. I'm going to be in Luke chapter number 18. If you want to flip your Bible there. I had a lot of thoughts in my mind today as I was studying and reading. And if you're a preacher, you know, God just changes my thought a little bit, but I want you to pray for us. I love coming to Welcome Grove Baptist Church. I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you one reason why I love it so much is because I come in here and I always get to feel the Spirit in here. I go to a lot of churches and a lot of times I don't feel the Spirit. A lot of churches I go to, sometimes it feels like they might have lost the love for for God. But I'm glad I get to come here and I get to feel the Spirit every time I come. And I want y'all to pray for us a little while. I'll be honest with you, when I started preaching, I found out really quick I couldn't do this by myself. I can't do it at all if I try to do it my way, but I try to give it to God and to do what He wants me to do. But I want you to pray for us a little bit. I'm going to be in Luke chapter number 18. I'm going to start reading, and I believe in verse number 10. And it says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank Thee, and I am not as these other men are, extortioners and unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week, and I give tithes to all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up his eyes as much, would not lift up so much of his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And I tell you, this man went down into the house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And that's all I feel like reading this afternoon. There's one word in that scripture right here that kind of spoke to me was humbleth himself. And that's what I want to talk to you a little about tonight. I know a lot of times as a preacher and as a Christian in my life, a lot of times I try to get in touch with God and I'll have a trial or problem in my life. And there's a lot of times I feel like I can't get a prayer answered. Or I feel like God's not listening to me. But you know what? One thing I found out, if I want to get close to the Lord, there's one thing that I want to do to be able to feel His Spirit is if I humble myself before God. If I get down just like a little boy, I just cry my eyes out and say, God, I need You to help me in a situation or whatever it might be in my life. You know what happens? I always get to hear the Lord tonight. He always blesses me. And I'm so thankful for that. Let me tell you something. I'm so glad God's been so good to me. We heard this scripture right here is to a public. It was a Pharisee and a publican praying. The Pharisee here was pretty much trying to make himself sound good while he was praying to Jesus, while he was talking to the other man. He just said, God, I'm a sinner. I'm a merciful. I want You to be. I'm going to try to humble myself for You. And let me tell you something. There's a lot of Christians. We get down and out and we got a problem or a trial in our life. There's a lot of times we go home at night, we don't understand what's going in our life. But let me tell you something. If we can just get down and humble ourselves, we can hear from heaven. Hey, God can speak to our hearts. Let me tell you something. I'm so thankful. You know what? The prayer works. I can get down tonight and I can ask God something. And I can have peace in my heart. And oh, what a great blessing that is. Let me tell you something. A couple months ago, everybody, if you don't know, not me and my wife were expecting the baby in this December. But you know what? There's a lot of trials came in my life. When we found that out, we went to the doctor. And I don't think she'll mind me sharing this. But you know, when we went to the doctor, we walked in, there's our first ever appointment. I never knew how it goes or what and this and that, but we went in. They told us everything was going good. Everything looked perfect. And everything sounded all right. You know what? We went over there. I got out the office, a daughter's office, and we walked out, and I started praising the Lord for it. We went back in the next couple of weeks. We walked in there, and they were talking about this and that. I said, here's a problem with this. Here's a problem with that. You might there's a chance we might have a miscarriage. There's all this stuff going on. But I want to tell you how good my God is. Me and Bernie walked in the room. The daughter said, well, it might be a miscarriage. We don't know what's going on. We're just going to have to find out. He walked out of the room. I shut the door. I told Brady, I said, I want to pray right now. I want to get on my knees. I want to talk to God for a little bit. Let me tell you something. You know what happened. Me and Brady, the only person in that room. We got down and I started praying. I said, God, I know you can do every little thing. You can walk on water. You can heal a blind man. You can hear the dead. I was asking you. Please help us. Let everything be all right. But you know what happened. I bet 5 minutes later we walked in. The doctor was telling us, oh, this and that. We left the doctor's office, and I still wasn't satisfied. And I said, Lord, I don't understand why. Why am I getting to go through this? Why is it happening to me for? But you know what? We got there, and we were standing outside talking. And we were talking. He said, well, I want to go to another doctor. I want to get a second opinion on it. And we said, all right. So we went that day. We called. And we got an appointment for the next hour ahead, I believe, at 2 o'clock. And we went up there, and we were still praying the whole way there. And I'm sharing this to show you how prayer can work and how if we humble ourselves, God can touch our lives and he can move in a mighty way. But we got over there and the doctor, and we went out and she checked her out again. And we did all this different kind of stuff. And we looked at the baby and he said, I asked her, I said, look, this is what they told us was happening. They said the baby might have a miscarriage and this might go on. But the daughter looked at me and Brady said, you know what? I don't see nothing wrong with it. I said, it's breathing fine. It's got a heartbeat. I said, everything looks perfect. And I'll be honest with you, I wanted to shout the rooftops out of that room. I said, God, you can do everything. Let me tell you something. You might be going through something. Something might be hindering you in your life or your Christian walk, but I promise you, I'm telling you this. If we humble ourselves before God and we get down on our knees, God can answer our prayers. And I'm so thankful for that. Ain't he good to us tonight? We ought to thank him. We ought to praise him, shout out his name off the rooftops for how good he's been to us. You say, God, I don't believe God can do it. Let me tell you something. I'm a living example that God can work through somebody. You know what? I got in a full with a wreck, and I've told a lot of people. But it's my testimony. When I got in a full with a wreck, they went to the doctor, and they told me I wasn't going to make it. They said, your liver has been lacerated in half. You got 5 broke ribs. You're bleeding internally. And they said, you ain't no way you're going to make it. They said, I was just about a 12-year-old boy. And they said, you're going to die if we don't get you to the hospital. But you know what happened? I was over at Paulding Hospital. They got me in the ambulance. They took me over there. And then on the way to the ambulance, I was sitting there. And I know my family was praying for me and all that. I feel like, you know what, Lord, it can't get no worse than this. I got on the way to the hospital. And I know it sounds gross, but you know what? I was over there. And they got me strapped down head to toe. I couldn't move my neck. I was strapped down every single way. On the way over there, I got a puking all over myself. And I couldn't move, and it got all down my body. And I said, oh God, how can it not get any worse than this? I said, God, I need your help. And I went to the Scottish Rite Hospital. After the other doctor had told me, he said, look, you're going to die. He said, if we don't got immediate surgery, you're not going to make it. And he said, if you're broke, you got broken bones. He said, they're piercing your liver. It's lacerated, and you ain't going to be able to breathe. Your blood's going to fill up with your lungs, and you're going to die. And that's what they had told me. But you know what? I share this when I preach a lot of times. I was there, but you know what happened? When I was in the hospital, and they had I probably had 20 doctors around me. I didn't remember seeing it, but my parents had told me I had needles from my head all the way down to my feet. I was just 12 years old. I didn't go out there and just kill somebody or do this and that. I didn't know what God was doing in my life. And I said, Lord, I don't understand it. He said, I don't know. But you know what? One thing, when I hit the hospital, on the way to the on the way to the ambulance and on the way to the Scottish Rite Hospital. You know what happened? I had the sweetest peace come over me. I didn't care about nothing in the world. I looked at my family and I said, I'm ready to go. I said, if I stay or if I go, I don't matter. Let me tell you something after that. I remember looking down at my dad. He got down on two legs and 2 feet. And he got down and started praying. And I could see him crying. He said, Lord, help my son. He said, I want you to pray. Let me tell you something. Prayer works tonight. I don't matter. You might be going through something. You might have had cancer or a stroke. Or it might have been a wreck. Let me tell you something. God does stuff for a reason. We might not know what it is right now. We might not know next year, but God will show us the things that happen in our life. I believe he does it for a reason. I truly believe that. I believe he does them things. But you know what? I was over there and they were praying for me. I remember my grandma walking up to me. I just told him and told him she loved me. And I'll be honest with you, I was full in the spirit. When I was 12 years old, I didn't care what happened to me. I said, Lord, I know everything's going to be all right. It might not be the way I want it, but I know it's going to be okay. You know, I was there. I was sitting there, and we had a. They had. I didn't know this, and my parents had told me after years later. But they had a doctor come in. I don't know what kind of doctor he was. I'll be honest with you, but he was. The nurse went up to my parents, and my dad said, "Well, what's wrong? Is he okay?" And they said, "No." They said, "Everything's still bad. I don't know how he's going to make it." But he said, "But you're in good luck. We got a doctor here." He said, "She said there's a doctor. He's the best trauma surgeon around." He said, "He's the best one in the whole South. He's going to come. He's at this hospital right now. We're going to get him up here and check him out." And we walked up, and the doctor walked up the steps, and he got off the elevator, I believe, or which one. But he walked up to my dad. My dad said, "Can you help my son?" I said, "He's only 12 years old. Can you help him? He's dying right now. Can you help him?" He said, "Sir, I want you to hang on. Let me go check him out a little bit." He walked around me, and I was sitting there. He had walked around. He started feeling around the side of my neck, and he had needles. He started pulling the needles out. He went down all the way down my arm, pulling the needles out. He went around all the way around my body, pulling all the needles out. And he called my parents and he said, "Look," he said, there ain't one thing wrong with this kid. He said, "He don't got no broke ribs. He ain't got no lacerated liver." He said, "He can go home today. There ain't nothing wrong with him." Let me tell you something, prayer works. If you just get down tonight and you humble yourself, God can change a situation in your life. I'll be honest with you. You know, he said, it took me years. I'll be honest with you. I believe until I started preaching for God to show me why. And you know, there was a lot of years I asked God, why did it happen? He said, why would you do that to me, Lord? There were a lot of questions. I didn't understand it. Until I got older. I can look back and I can see why God did it. He said, "Well, Matthew, why would God put you through something like that?" Let me tell you something. He put me through that so I might be able to witness to somebody. They might be going through a situation. That might be, you know what, they might not understand how they're going to make it through. And you know what? God might open that door. I can walk up and say, "Look, I was in a four-wheeler wreck and I was about to die. But God saved me through that four-wheeler wreck. Don't worry about it, son. He'll help you too." If we just get down and humble ourselves before God, that can happen. I'm so thankful. He's been so good to us. You know what? I don't know what you're going through tonight. I really don't know. But let me tell you something. There ain't nothing that God can't handle. There ain't that God can handle everything in this world, no matter what problem you got. I know how bad it is. God can handle it. We just got to humble ourselves. That's what this publican did here. He just got down. He knew he was good for nothing, the sinner just like I am. He got down and said, "Lord, just be merciful on me. I'm a sinner." On that last verse, he said, exalt himself, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. But you know what? He got down and humbled himself before God. He said, "Look, Lord," and I have to do it every single night when I pray. You know what? Me and Brandy try to pray every night together to help our relationship. And you know what I'm saying? I think it's good for couples to pray at night before you go to bed. I don't know why I said that, but I feel like I should. We got to make sure we pray before we, me and her prayed before we went to bed. And you know what? A lot of times I got to humble myself and say, "Lord, help me. I'm a sinner. I'm going to fail you every single day. But help me through the problems that I got so I can make it through it." I'm so thankful for that. God's been so good to us. I've been so good to me. I can sit here and tell story after story. God's just blessed my life. He's opened doors for me. That's when I announced my calling to preach. I didn't want to do it, but you know what? I told God I wasn't going to. But you know what happened? God bothered me until I did it. And I've heard preachers tell me, you know what? Well, Matthew, if you can get out of it, get out of it. And you know what I did? I tried to get out of it, but God wouldn't let me. And I finally, years down the road, I figured why they said that, because I believe that if you can get out of it, God's not calling you to preach. If you can get out of it. But God, I couldn't get out of it, I'll be honest with you. I had to humble myself before God. I don't know here. I don't know where you are tonight in your life. God might be calling you to do something, and you might be struggling from it. But let me tell you something. If we just get down on this altar and we humble ourselves before God and say, Lord, here it is. I'm not going to hold on to it anymore. And I preach on it a lot. There's a lot of Christians. We get down to the altar and we have something in our heart. And we got something right here that's a burden in our life. And we get down and pray about it. When we get done praying, we stand back up. And we walk back to our seats and we keep the problem right here. But what we should do is we got to leave it right here. Don't worry about it. When we get back to the altar, we get back to our seats. That's how you get that's how God can answer your prayer. And we get down tonight and we say, Lord, here's my situation. And get back up and leave it at the altar. God can handle it for us. That's a lot of times we go home at night, and I've done it myself. I get down and I'll pray, and I say, Lord, help me with this. And I get back up and I go home, but I still left it right here. I didn't leave it right there. And I go home and I can't sleep at night because I didn't leave it all to God. I have faith in God that it's going to work out, but a lot of times I don't leave it all to Him. And that's what we got to do tonight. No matter what it is in our life, no matter if it's sickness or if it's, you can't pay your bills or whatever it is, God can handle it. God's already done everything in this book. You need some answers, open this up. You can see where David beat Goliath and where how he beat him, and how he had the faith and trusted in God, and how he humbled himself. And we can, if we can do that, God will bless us. And I feel like that's all we got tonight. If y'all want to come get a song, I don't know. I just feel like somebody needs to pray tonight about something. I don't know what it is, but I promise you this: if you get down here tonight, I'll leave it at the altar, humble ourselves, get down and say, "Lord, here it is." He said, "I don't know how to make it work. I'm just going to leave it with you." And if we get back up and we leave it right there, I promise you this. You'll have the peace over it. When I've left stuff, there's stuff been in my life that I didn't know it was going to work out. You know what I did? I came down the altar and I had to cry my eyes out, and I said, Lord, I said, here's my situation. I said, Lord, I can't fix it, but I know you can. And I got down, I sat here, and I got back up, and I left it right there at the altar at Jesus' feet. And you know what happened? God answered my prayer. And that's what we got to do tonight. We just got to humble ourselves and say, Lord, here it is. I can't do it anymore. I'm just going to give it to you. And if we can do that, God will bless you tonight. God can move in a mighty way. You might be here, and you might you say, Matthew, I've had a big struggle in my life, and I don't understand why God did that to me. Let me tell you something. God, I believe God does everything for a reason. He might have you he might have done something in your life to where years down the road you might have to witness to somebody. Somebody might be lost, dying and going to hell, but God, that situation that you was through, he might be able to show you, witness to that person what happened to you, and he might be able to accept God and get saved. We never know what it might be, but I'm so thankful God's been good to us. But if you want to pray tonight, as Brother Jeff, you want to come up, that's all I got. I don't know anybody's heart or lives, but if you want to pray, you can come down. Don't worry about what people think. I don't worry about none of that. If God's touching your heart tonight, just come down and give it all to Him. Don't leave it right there. Don't come back up and get it. Leave it right here, and God will bless your life as they sing.